We continue at the Mishnah on Samech Hey Amid Beis. Mishnah begins, Yayin Nesach Shenafal Agabe Anavim Yadichem Vehein Mutaros. If you have Mavukos Asuros, if you have Yayin Nesach that falls on top of grapes, well, what you do is just wash them off and then you can eat the grapes. But if the grapes have a little crack in it, then you have to be concerned that the wine seeped into the grape, and therefore the Yayin Nesach would prohibit you now from consuming the grape. Nafal agabi te'enim or agabi tamarim, if it falls, if Yayin Nesach falls on top of a fig or dates, imishbe menosein tam aser, if there's a taste, if it transfers taste into the fig or the date and now it tastes differently, we're going to prohibit those items. Umaisim baitos ben zonun shehevi grogros besfina v'nishtar b'chavas shayayin nesach v'nafal agabeyen v'shalach chamim mitirim. I have a story with baitos where she had dried figs on a boat and a barrel of yayin nesach broke and it fell on top of the figs, and the chachamim said, mutter, you can still use the figs. It all sounds strange because we just said if it transfers taste it's going to be usher, and now we said that it was mutter. So what? Why exactly did it change? The Gemara is going to ask that question. It sounds like the story is contradicting this previous statement. So the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, klal kol shebehana aso benosein tam usher, kol shein behana aso benosein tam mutter. The rule is, and this is an important yesod, if it's nosein tam, if the item gives taste, if transfers taste into the other one, then it's going to be usher. If it doesn't give no tam, then it's going to be mutter. Kegon chomet shenafal gabi grisin, vinegar that falls onto beans. It certainly gives the beans a taste, but the taste, as Rashi says, is no same tam lefgam. It's a disgusting taste, and therefore it's not going to prohibit you from consuming the beans. So now the Gemara begins. Maisa lister. Why is the story contradicting the point that the Mishnah was trying to make? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Chisurei mechsra v'hachitani. The Mishnah was lacking some words. Im nosein tam lifgam mutter. If it's nosein tam, it's aser. If it's nosein tam lifgam, it's mutter. Umaisa nami bebaisus benzonan shay mevi gurgus besfina minshtab rechavel shay anesav anafal akabim upamaisa lifnei chachamim yitirim. What was the reason why the chachamim permitted baisus to continue to utilize and enjoy the dried figs? Is because it was no same time lifgam. The yayin nesach that was infused into the grogos didn't give it any benefit taste, it only made it worse, and therefore no same time lifgam is mutter. We don't do no same time lifgam l'chadchila, as we know from other areas of kashrus, but if it's no same time lifgam, then we don't ain b'vat l'nisr l'chadchila and others, but if it's no same time lifgam, it's going to be permissible. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Hahu kari dechiti denafala chavisa diayin. There was a pile of wheat on which a barrel of wine fell, of yayin esach fell on top of the wheat. Not the barrel, but the actual wine. Shari revelis vuni levika chavim. Rava said you can still sell the wheat and you can sell it to idolaters. Because you can no longer eat the wheat because it has yayin nesach, but you can sell it to idolaters. So Eisvei Rabba Bar Levi LeRava. Rabba asked Rava, hold on a second. We have a brisa which seems to go against this. Beged she'ava bo kalayim areza lo yim krena levik achavim. If you have a beged which had shatness in it, and you cannot find that thread that made it shatness, you can't sell it to an idolater. You cannot use it as a saddle for a donkey. But you can give it to use it for shrouds for a meis mitzvah. But the question is, why are you not allowed to sell it to an ovik achavim? He doesn't care about, he's not makbid on shatness. The concern is, Dilma asilu lizavuni liYisrael, that he's going to end up now selling it back to a Jew. So hachanami asilu lizavuni liYisrael, if you sell this barrel, this wine-infused wheat to an idolater, he might turn around and sell it to Yisrael, and that's a problem. So, Rava, how can you do this? So, hadar shara lemitchinhu ulemifinu ulizvoninhu loovdikachavim shalo b'fnei Yisrael. So you're right. What Rava actually advised him to do was to grind up the wheat, bake it, make the bread, and sell it to an idolater in private. How would that help? Because if you did it in public, then the Jew would see that another Jew baked the bread. But if you do it in private, and then the idolater is going to sell bread to a Jew, well, the Jew's going to automatically think that it's pasakum, and pasakum you're not allowed to consume, so therefore do it in private. That was the chop that Rava suggested to the fellow who had his wheat infused with Yayin Nesach. Tanan, Yayin Nesach shenafal agabei anavim, yadichem hein mutaros. So we're going to have a quick challenge from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if Yayin Nesach falls on top of grapes, just wash it off and it's fine. Avim hayim mivukos, but if it has a crack in it, asuros. Mivukos in, shein mivukos lo. If it's cracked, it's a problem. If it's not cracked, it's not a problem. So we have this whole story about this wine-infused wheat. And we said, machlokes, should you sell it or not sell it? How could you do this? Just sell it in front of in private and have it baked already. But I don't understand, says the Gemara. If it doesn't have a crack in it, there's no issue. So what crack is there in wheat? Amar Rav Papa, shiny chiti ho v'agav tzirayhu, kimu v'kas dami. No, it's true that wheat doesn't really have what we would call a crack, but it actually does have some form of an indentation. If you ever look at the best example would be Honey Smacks. If you remember Honey Smacks, so there's a one line, that a puffed wheat, that one line, that indentation in the wheat, it's a form of a crack. And therefore, it is considered, wheat by definition, is considered like it's cracked. And therefore, anytime you have something that gets infused into the wheat would potentially become Asur Bihana if it is, no Saint Tom, if it gives taste.